So now talking to Paul Cole, New Zealand squash player. And Paul, British Open not too far away. Your first round is against a British qualifier ranked 36 in the world, Declan James. You played him before?
I've played him once before, yes. About 3 years ago, 2 years ago, back in New Zealand, and he beat me. So I'll be looking for some revenge this time around on his soil.
And I guess the British Open itself is something pretty special as a tournament. You know, it's something, it is the premier tournament every year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very prestigious in squash. It's called the Wimbledon of tennis. So, you know, it's quite a prestigious event for us, and it's been running a long time. So apart from the World Open, it's probably one of the next biggest ones that a squash player could win.
And looking at your draw, I guess you're just taking it one match at a time. Get through the first round first. I mean, you're up against, you know, number 36, and you're 16 in the world. After that, I see that you would probably have to play a seeded player, but is it one match at a time, or are you sort of planning your way through the tournament?
I mean, I definitely look ahead, but I'll focus on this first match, and then, you know, see how I'm feeling, and I'll definitely just look at this match first and then see how it goes after that, yeah.
Okay, and for you, I guess even in December, your ranking was, well, certainly improved a lot from, say, December to now. What were you then? I mean, how far have you improved in the rankings?
Yeah, I was in the 30s, so around mid-30s in December, and then, I had a couple of good tournaments in December and January, and managed to move up a couple of spots, so it's been a good couple of months for me.
And I guess, aside from just the ranking and the confidence, you know, there's a couple more dollars coming as well, which obviously helps. It's not the richest sport in the world, but it certainly does help, you know, doing well in these bigger tournaments, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a hard road when, you know, I wasn't winning any tournaments. So, you know, it's a good feeling to have some money coming in, and it definitely makes life a little bit easier, that's for sure. Like you said, squash isn't the most wealthiest of sports you could play, so it all makes it easier.
All right, and finally, looking ahead for the British Open, the whole pomp and ceremony of it, and, you know, being played for 70 years, you've got the male and female there. Are you really looking forward to this tournament and you just can't wait to get on the court on, what is it, Monday or Tuesday for you?
Yeah, I'm really excited to play this one. I think it'll be Wednesday back your time, Tuesday my time. So, and I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be on Squash TV and stuff. So everyone who's got that will be able to tune in and see how the Kiwis are getting on.